Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's show, Frank Caliendo, plus Willie G's birthday and frickin'. It's all on the way in just a minute.
Ever wonder how dark the world can really get?
Well, we dive into the twisted, the terrifying, and the true stories behind some of the world's most chilling crimes.
Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Nicole.
Together, we host Wicked and Grim, a true crime podcast that unpacks real-life horrors one case at a time.
With deep research, dark storytelling, and the occasional drink to take the edge off,
we're here to explore the wicked
and reveal the grim. We are Wicked and Grim.
Follow and listen on your favorite podcast platform.
And now for Flash Traffic with the fastest man in the world, 9-time Olympic gold medalist, Carl Lewis.
And now we go to our Flash Traffic reporter, Carl Lewis, with traffic on the west side.
Hey, Bob and Tom, I'm on the west side and traffic looks great. Now I'm going to run over to the far east side and take a look at traffic conditions over there. Okay, I'm on the east side now. Everything looks smooth over here. Want me to check the north side?
Sure, Carl.
All right, here we go. Oh, gosh, traffic is running off fine up here up north. Anything else you need?
Listen, Carl, could you check south side traffic? I know it's a long way. You could also pick up an iced tea for me, venti green iced tea at Starbucks on your way, if you don't mind.
Okay, that's a little step, but I'll get there. Oh, my goodness. That was kind of a detour. But here, two splendid is just like you like it.
Thank you very much, Carl. Carl, could you come back to the studio to sign some photos for us?
Oh, okay, I can do that. Sure thing, Tom. Oh, made it. All right. Give me a pen.
This has been Flash Traffic with Carl Lewis.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Matt Godwin's across the way. Already regaled us two or three times this morning with some wonderful tunes.
You're working overtime today, Pat.
What a day I'm having.
Willie G is...
And now the star is here.
Yes. The star he's referring to, of course, is Mr. Frank Caliendo. Yes.
A real handsome gentleman.
Indeed.
The handsome quotient of the room just got better.
That's right. Tom's job.
Tom's looking around going, wait a second. That sounds familiar.
Is that you doing my voice?
I know. Yeah. I wasn't really doing your voice, but I don't know why it was me. Why I turned you into this, like, East Coaster all of a sudden. What's going on here?
Hey, Frankie C's here with Willie G. They're both in the room. I'm Tom Griswold. Welcome to the Bob and Tom Show. Everybody, that's Tony Soprano. We didn't even know he was going to be here. Come on. What's it all about?
Well, Frank's had his coffee this morning. There's Willie G.
Happy birthday, Willie G.
Hey, thanks, buddy.
Oh,
there.
Man. Let's do the voices singing. Happy birthday to Willie G. Happy birthday to you. Adam Sandler, happy birthday to you. Ooh, Mark Ruffalo, happy birthday, dear Willie. Al Pacino, happy birthday to you. And many more.
I'm going to pull up a list of actors and the whole drive. You have to do every single actor on that list.
Oh, now man. Do some of Willie's celebrity heroes. P. Diddy.
You got that feeling, too. I felt like I'm not supposed to be he's not supposed to be a certain distance with it. Yeah.
Like, wow. Willie, are you out of your 20s now?
Oh, I'm 32, big guy. I'm all the way.
I swear. You look so young. Oh, my gosh. What?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know,
right?
Where did
the time go?
All that hair.
I'm going to lie about it, I think. I think I want to be like, yeah, I'm 26, like how ladies
do.
Get
away with it.
Pat did it for years.
I'm still doing it.
No, it's way better.
I am 94 years old.
Because people are going to, you say I'm 32, people are, oh my gosh, I thought you were 28. If you say you're 26, people are going to go,
Yeah, man. See, I always subscribe to
that. That's a hard 26.
I was in Vegas and I was doing it. And I go, yeah, how old do you think I am? It was like 22-year-old little kid playing blackjack. Where he goes, oh, I don't know, mister, probably 45.
Right.
And I go, what the hell? I'm never playing that game ever again.
Yeah, but see, if you tell people you're 40 if you say, yeah, I'm 40, they go, wow, you look really great for 40.
No, I'm fine. 32 is cool. Same number as Edrin James. I'm going to start edging, baby. Let's do this.
There we go. Now, Frank Caliendo is with us, doing some great voices already. And Frank, Willie G, and Al Jackson are on the road.
I told you this a while ago.
when I have people open for me, part of the deal is you get to drive me around and get ordered around and stuff. No, but you do drive around a bunch. But today, the whole plan, I think the plan the whole time was Willie was going to pick me up and bring me to the station. I think for 2 weeks, I thought that's what it was. And then yesterday, I texted him, you're grabbing me for the show tomorrow? Oh, no, I've got to be there earlier and at a better part of the show than you're on. So I was like, yeah. I was like, wait, what? What? You're not coming to get me? So, but I had a backup plan because it's Willie. But
no, it's fine. I did what I always go. I go, Frank, do you know who my dad is? And then I just took care of everything.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that works.
I did say, are you taking me to Bob and Dad tomorrow?
No, that's right. The Bob and Dad.
Bob and Dad.
I like that very much. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bob and Pop.
Bob and Pop is better.
Dang, Gio, I
was right there, Frank.
Give me more coffee. I could be so much better. Bob and Pop.
Well, Frank, we're to give you time to think because we're going to make Pat do something again. Oh, now, Christy had a news story about some guy kidnapping. This is
a man accused of abducting his ex-girlfriend's pet chicken named Polly.
I'd like to know more about these people.
Have you not ever had a revengeful gal?
A revengeful gal, revengeful gal.
My goodness, there has never been an accidental statement that went so well. And you had the Josh Arnold pause in there, gal.
Yeah, the all-new Josh Arnold pause, which is, I don't know where I'm going, pause, think. Bing, I got this one, accidental gal. No,
we used to call that bushification, man. Try to figure out what comes.
You know, people do weird things when their heart's broken. This guy barely wanted to steal her chicken.
But I mean, these people have. I want to know more about their lives. She has a pet chicken.
And apparently, really cares about it if the guy goes, I got to take that.
Right,
thing.
Exactly.
Maybe it was like a custody battle.
Maybe.
People love their chicken. They love their animals. They must love like a dog.
That chicken, by the way, was returned unharmed to her owner, and the guy was found in the woods still clutching the chicken.
Gosh.
He's been arrested.
Wow.
It's got to be tough being a guy found in the woods. You know, you think you found a good enough
things
tree.
Things haven't gone great. Yeah.
you're getting tased holding a chicken. You're in unincorporated, whatever it was, Portland County. Yeah, it just sounds like an interesting bunch of folks.
And here's John Gruden as a chicken. Bark, 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 bark. Oh, that's George Bush as a bark, 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 bark.
That was very good.
I'm trying to think. What's good? I tell you what, man. Bark, bark, bark. That was a bad one.
Now, wait a second.
I was just trying to do voices randomly for Tom.
Now, how about this one? How about William Shatner as a chicken?
Bark, bark. But it took me a second, but I got to the buck.
Colonel Kirk. Oh, thank you very much.
Captain's buck. Buck, 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 Sulu.
Sulu.
Spock.
You can't do Sulu, can you?
No, he can't.
Now, Pat, you have a chicken song for us?
It's for you, really.
Oh, really?
It's a little Feet tribute. You're going to love this. Oh, the guy that stole his girlfriend's chicken.
Yeah.
I've seen the bright lights of a courtroom and now the darkness of a cell. Fought with my lady after she gave me so much hell. Oh, she gave me a tongue lashing. She loves her chicken more than me. Well, I broke down her back door, gonna make some fricassee. Oh, my girlfriend loves that frickin' chicken. Had to throw me for a loop. Cops are trying to find me, so I just flew to coop. I kidnapped her pet chicken, and now I'm on the lam. They caught me in the kitchen with a frying pan.
Yeah, all right.
Chicken for Tommy G.
A tribute to the great Little Feet.
Can I be honest for a second?
Yes, sir.
I didn't think that song was going to be great at the end, and then at the end I was like, this is tremendous.
Thank you very much.
Like at the beginning I was like, I don't know if I'm buying it. Just bought 100%.
I wasn't thinking anybody was buying it in the beginning either.
Yeah.
No, did you guys suck them in? No, I knew. No, I knew where I was going.
When you fricassee something, what does it mean?
I have no idea.
Chicken. You hear it all the time, but I don't know how to... Fricassee?
Don't know.
Let me look it up.
I think it's lemon, lime, and some capers.
Oh, is that right? Lemon, lime.
Are you just a great liar? Is that what that is?
It's a stew made with pieces of meat that have been browned in butter and served in a sauce flavored with cooking stock. So
I had no idea.
Okay.
Fricassee.
You're right, though. It's one of those things. I think it's because it's such a funny word.
It is funny, yeah.
I have no idea. Fricassee.
Looks good. Now I'm hungry.
I'm getting hungry now. Thank you very much.
Fricassee.
Frank Caliendo's here with us. Frank, everything going great at home?
Yeah. Wonderful. Mother-in-law's still there. It's great.
Oh, good.
Yeah, really good. So I'm still on the road.
Hey, I tell you, no respect at all. You know, what a crowd. What a crowd. You guys are great.
But does your mother-in-law enjoy the Frank Caliendo voices?
I don't know.
Does she ask for, like, can you do John Barrymore?
So does she have the same frame of reference as you?
Yes. In other words, yes.
Do Dick Cavett again, sweetheart.
You're doing a hell of a Cavett.
We need a little more Spiro Agnew in the house.
That Jack Parr killed me.
No, I don't know. I don't think nobody around the house really wants me to do voices. I don't think there's any of that at all.
Your kids do any voices?
Both kids do a John Gruden. I remember Juliet does the funniest one because just to see at the time she was like a 13-year-old little girl. I tell you what, man, that's pretty good. We're just all doing the Gruden family. It's tremendous. Everybody opening up boxes inside a box. It doesn't get any better than that. Little spider two Y banana cream pie for breakfast. I'll tell you what, we fricasseed it, man. You ever fricassee? Some anybody know what fricasseeing is? I wonder what that kind of stuff is. I remember our Woody Woodpecker. Remember Woody Woodpecker?
Oh, sure.
They used to have pressure cooked gator and sassafras tea. Sassafras. I was thinking it was fricassee. Turns out I had two words confused in my head. Sassafras and fricassee. You could put them together, man. In Mississippi, that's a lot of syllables and not making a lot of sense right now.
You're right, Mr. Gruden. Yeah,
Don't email anything, John.
You did a great job. I heard that time where you got to the end of the sentence, you couldn't think of that last word. We were rooting for you to get it.
Like, I take my time.
Man. That's pretty good.
Huh? I'm careful.
Rob Schneider's like, you can do it. I do a Rob Schneider, man.
John Gruden doing a Rob Schneider.
Wow. I did. That's Inception, man. It's Leonardo DiCaprio. When you got John Gruden. All right.
Okay, thank you.
Back to you guys.
John Gruden, nice, currently unemployed. It's always a pleasure to see you, Frank. Veteran stand-up comedian. A man who's done many bits of television. Have you ever been in a movie?
Yeah, I did. I'm trying to think if I've done more than one movie. I've been cut from a couple movies. I did a movie. What was that called? The Comebacks? Is that what I was in?
Oh, sure. The football deal.
The
with
football
thing.
Movie. I was an announcer. David Koechner movie.
Right.
Oh, and it was like an airplane police squad Naked Gun kind of movie with football. And I was the announcer. And the big game starts up. I was only there for like, I don't know, 2 hours, but they used me for the commercials and stuff like that. It was Al Michaels and John Madden calling the game. Unbelievable what we're seeing here. Yeah, you know, you're looking, you see what's happening on the, and then they cut, and it's me just doing all the voices of the announcers for the game. So it was
that's a good gag.
It was a great gag. Yeah. And it worked really well for the commercials. Nobody apparently. It was decent for the commercials, but not great to draw people into the theaters.
Am I correct in saying, isn't there a new, is it Police Squad they're bringing back?
Naked Gun. Yeah, with
Naked
Liam
Gun.
Neeson.
Okay.
Liam Neeson, yes. Don't call me Shirley.
Well, that'll be great.
Hopefully, yes. Yeah. He's a great choice.
He is so serious. Mm-hmm. And I've been thinking about that because it's an element of him just taking those, what'd you call it? Such obvious things, but the
have you ever seen a grown man naked? Do you like movies with gladiators?
Yeah. Those types of lines.
Well, he's funny in Ted, the movie Ted. He's real funny. Yeah.
Well, the first time I saw it was Life's Too Short.
Oh, yeah.
Where he does the bit with the little person from Willow.
Yeah, Warwick Davis.
Warwick Davis.
Real good.
And he's got to do, I'd like to do some comedy.
right.
Improvisation, stand-up. Here's a list of things. And he's like, oh, you've brought a list. I'm good at making lists.
Yeah, he's funny.
There's a terrific book about the making of the movie Airplane.
Okay.
And about how they had to tell these guys, no, we want you to be serious. They didn't want them to be, you know, we're handling the comedy here. You guys be really serious. So they've got Lloyd Bridges being totally serious the whole time. I'm looking forward to it.
That's a great element of comedy. When you play things over the top so seriously that you don't know the comedy's going on. When such silliness is, I think the people that wrote that, and correct me if I'm wrong, somebody can Google it, but I think they were from Wisconsin. I think some of the people from that group, and one of the guys who bounced out of there, it created Comedy Sports. I think it was Dick Chudnow. So there was like a whole bunch. Because they did Kentucky Fried Movie
first. I saw
that
was great.
Yeah, they did the theater first, Kentucky Fried Theater.
Oh, right. Yeah, and they made Kentucky Fried Movie.
Right.
And it was all about that, just the ridiculous. Top Secret was, I think, was done by somebody different, but very similar.
No, it is the Zucker Brothers.
Oh, is that Zucker's?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Zucker
Brothers.
It was Brothers.
Val Kilmer's debut.
Yeah. Oh, man, they're such great stuff.
We're hanging out with Frank Caliendo. Christy Lee is at the news desk. Have we missed anything?
The newest trend in wedding planning is to hire so-called wedding content creators who capture your big day for social media.
I mean, this makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah, I'm surprised it took this long. Web Society, a wedding planning hub, features the following pitch. Wedding content creators are revolutionizing how couples document their big day. Working alongside traditional photographers and videographers, these professionals focus on capturing real-time, social media-ready content. Think candid moments, behind-the-scenes snippets, and trendy reels, all tailored to tell your wedding story in an authentic and shareable way.
Also think another 10 grand.
Yeah. You have to. An added bonus, wedding content creators have a very quick turnaround time, often within 24 hours of your wedding.
Okay, they get the honeymoon on your OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
That's the way this is going to work.
You can make some money back.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Boy, God. Weddings are
ridiculous.
Why? I mean, you really are spending an insane amount of money.
That's just so stupid.
It's for the women.
Women don't like a nice down payment on a house?
Yeah.
Not as much as a wedding, apparently.
Why is that? What's the deal with that?
I was not that girl, even though I've had four. I was not that girl.
you're not that
Sounds
girl.
Sounds like you might be. Your last one was
pretty
low key, right?
Yeah. Very low key.
Nobody was there.
Nobody, just the family.
Well, you know, people learn.
I think they'd learn. Right?
After three, you go, hey.
Was it reflected in the gifts?
Yeah, we didn't get any. It's pretty cool. We didn't need wedding gifts.
Yeah, your friend's going, by now she's probably got a toaster, if not three of them.
Three.
Okay.
No, don't you think very few men really. Did you have any input?
No, it's.
Frank, you're.
Don't you always like having that excuse? You can't, when you get an invitation to a wedding, going, oh, geez, I can't go. I've got a game I got to watch.
Best part of being a stand-up comedian is you work on weekends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can always get out of the wedding, unless you're Willie, who's bailing on us later in the tour. But
I got a bachelor party.
That's not even a wedding.
I'm going to shave my mustache.
It's a bachelor party.
You're too good a friend. All your friends are getting married, so you're in everyone's wedding.
Everyone's getting married. I have no money anymore.
You're at that age.
It's the worst. I'm buying so many rice cookers. It's crazy.
Is that your go-to gift?
Yeah, it's usually the cheapest thing on there. $40, $50 rice cooker.
Are they always destination weddings?
No. I mean, they've been destination for me because I don't live in the same town as these folks. But yeah, I got to go to Louisville. I got to go to, you know, Carmel. Yeah, I got to go around.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than a destination wedding, I think. You got to spend a lot of money,
go there. Well,
it's usually reflected in the gift, I think.
Well, the old thing is you don't, if you have to go, you if it's destination for you, you don't have to give a gift.
Is but, that it?
Yeah, but I still like to give gifts.
I think they're playing on the guilt there.
I think they still want the gift.
I think it's still nice.
I think a lot of times the guy would understand and the lady might not, because my wife would not. Oh, there's no gift. That'd be a big talk.
And what's the rule? You 10 years to give a gift, right? You have 10 years?
Really?
10? I think it's it was one.
One? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Christy. I thought it was 10.
I guess that's a good thing if you want to see if it takes.
Have you been married 2 years? How long have you been married?
It'll be 2 years in May.
All right. I'm a year late on your gift.
That's okay.
Do you like a Red Lobster gift card?
The one I gave you for Christmas?
A gift.
A Kentucky woman received mail from her lifelong friend on her birthday. Speaking of birthdays, Willie. And opened it to find a familiar card. It's the same birthday card the women have been sending back and forth to one another for 81 years.
Oh, yes. We've talked about these nice ladies before.
Wow.
I guess we're going to talk about them every year until one of them kicks.
Oh,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we'll read it until we won't.
And then
we'll
read it. Yeah, Pat DeRemer, who turned 90.
By the way, that was Godwin's nickname.
I knew
Pat
you were
DeRemer.
I knew you were going
to. And when he was in jail.
I heard it, I went, here we go.
Pat DeRemer. Hey, look, it's prison love.
She turned 95 on Tuesday and said the tradition began on her 14th birthday in Indianapolis when her friend Mary Wheaton gave her a birthday card.
You'd rather be Pat DeReamer than Pat DeReamed.
Yes.
Yeah. Josh, I thought you said you liked all the nerves back there.
I like, again, mild pressure, no entry.
You don't care about these people. You just wanted to make fun of her name. Yeah. Let's face it.
That's hilarious. You don't care about these people.
I'm starting to think that we don't read this news sincerely.
You don't care about the lip
You don't care about these wonderful old women. You're just wanting to make fun of her name.
Okay.
You should be embarrassed.
Okay. Well, with the money these cheapskates save on getting a new car, they can go have a lunch at the LS Air's tea room.
Are they handing it to each other, sending it across? Could you imagine get lost in the mail? How awful that would be after 81 years?
Well, Pat and Mary, I hope you had a wonderful birthday, and I hope you have a wonderful time, and I hope you get to send it another 80 years.
I mean, that's
madness.
That doesn't sound sincere.
That's not going to happen.
Completely unnatural way to live.
It'd be really scary if they did.
Just dust and bones.
Yeah, my God.
Well, begging to die. I'm 180.
Yeah, boys.
You don't look a day over 130.
Everything hurts. I just had to go to my great, great, great grandchild's funeral.
Wiping is life a nightmare.
Is yeah, yeah.
My God. Hooked up to a machine.
Look at me.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Actor Michael Rosenbaum, he knows some of the most talented people in the business.
And we try to bring you candid, open interviews, not just actor stuff. Julie Bowen is fantastic.
You know when you leave a job and you know you haven't done your very best job? I hate that feeling.
And if you're here for the wonderful Sarah Silverman, you came to the right place.
Comedy dies in the second guessing of your audience. You just have to keep writing what you think is funny right now.
The Inside of You podcast.
If you really love the podcast,
follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Follow us. It's free.